Did you know that 5.4 million children live in institutions worldwide? Now, one of the main reasons behind children living in orphanages is because of poverty. Now, what you might not realise is 8 in 10 children living in orphanages usually have at least one living parent. Now, after decades of research and in speaking to those who've grown up in orphanages, Tear Fund have been working with and looking at alternative care models to orphanage settings, and we're going to be talking about that today. What options are being considered and how can they be utilised? On the line to tell us more, we have Amanda Brather from Tear Fund Ireland. I think the first thing probably that's important to highlight, Amanda, is to acknowledge the great work many orphanages have done around the world, and I manage, you've worked with them over the years, and you know, Christians and churches have supported them, but you're always looking to reflect what can be done to improve people's lives. So tell us a little bit about what you've been learning about orphanage systems.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy. As you said, you know, a lot of people historically have supported orphanages, and you know, thinking that we're doing the best. But as we go forward, we start to learn more and more and say, okay, well, what is in the best interest of the child? And so we're learning through decades of research that the institutional care has a negative effect on child's health, development, and their long-term life outcomes. So for example, children that grew up in orphanages typically leave with lower levels of education, they experience stigma and discrimination, and they struggle to transition back into community life. So a lot of these children that are in institutions, they're at increased risk for abuse, violence, and exploitation. They're young adults raised in orphanages are 10 times more likely to fall into sex work, 40 times more likely to have a criminal record, and 500 more times likely to take their own lives than their peers. And I just want to highlight, too, because you mentioned that around 8 in 10 children living in orphanages have at least one living parent. But many of these parents have their children in orphanages because they believe it will give them a better education. They believe that it will allow them to be better fed and better care for their children. So it's a matter of thinking they're doing what's best for the children, but we're now learning that it isn't the best solution for them.
In light of all that evidence and all that research then, Amanda, what else have you learned? Because that's the kind of, I suppose, the stats and the facts on paper. But I know that you do a lot of work with and speaking to those who have grown up in orphanages, and they shared with you about their personal experience. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've had the honour of speaking with a few adults that have left care. And so one was recently a man from Kenya named Stephen Yusembe. So he grew up in an orphanage, and he shared how he was one of 50 kids living under the care of just two teachers. So with that many children, it's really difficult for the teacher to be able to, you know, attend to each child in the way that they need. So there were so many children that the teachers struggled to learn their names, so they were just referred to as a number. So he said he felt more like an object. And Stephen is not the only one that shared with us before. We've had a few other stories, and you know, they can be found in videos on our website, where if you want to have a deeper, more detailed look of their experiences, you can hear it there.
And just for listeners who want to find out more about the work in this area of alternative care models, tell us a little bit just about the learning journey that you are promoting on the website.
Yeah, so it is a 5-week email learning journey. So each week takes you on a way that this institutional care is harmful for children, but also what you can do about it. Because, you know, it's one thing to tell us, you know, how it's not good for the children, but how can we continue to be better, and how can we learn more? So it's information, it's practical application, as well as learning more about the issue.
Great stuff, Amanda. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme today. That's Amanda Prather from Tear Fund Ireland. And as Amanda mentioned there, you can get more details at tearfund.ie, and that's where you can also support the incredible work that they do.